Thank you for calling Community First Health Plans Provider Services. The Community First Provider Portal is a quick and easy way to check patient eligibility, claim status, submit an authorization request, and much more. Visit CommunityFirstHealthPlans.com and click on Provider Portal at the top of the page to access. Please listen carefully to the following options. For assistance with member benefits and eligibility, press 1. For assistance with authorizations, press 2. To assist a patient with scheduling non-emergency medical transportation, press 3. To speak with the service coordination team about your patient, press 4. For questions regarding claims, press 5. To speak with a provider relations
en el sur de Texas, trabajamos arduamente para brindarle el tiempo y la atención que se merece. Alguien estará con usted en breve.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Community First Health Plans. My name is Becky. Constantly monitored or recorded for quality purposes. We have 15-minute limit on the call. Check status of the claims. We have a transfer. Some may help you.
Hello. Good morning, Becky. This is Alicia calling from provider's office.
One moment, please.
Okay.
What is your contact number, please?
It's 478-246-7577, is straight line.
That was 478-246-7789?
No, it's 478-246-7577, is straight line.
Thank you very much. What is your contact number? I apologize. What is your rendering provider and PIN number?
(1467479154).
What is your member ID number?
523-856-026.
Member's name and date of birth.
Member's name. It's Hicks Willy. Date of birth is the March 15, 1960.
Date of service and birth amount.
Date of service is the April 15, 2025. Total charge amount is $513 even.
I'm sorry, April 15, 2025. I apologize. What is the bill amount?
$513.
Thank you. Received a claim on April 28 of 2025, denied May 13 of 2025, denied for EOB from primary insurance carrier necessary for processing. They have Medicare effective on it was United Healthcare Community Plan of Texas effective on 3/1/25 and is term 6/13/25. With time of service, it was active with United Healthcare.
Okay,
ID number for United 132-426-691.
Okay, it's 1-3-2-4-2-6-6-9-1. But if you can see that we have the same with the same UHC ID, but UHC is not active for the state of service, and we also see for the same patient you have making payment for the other claims, which is for the, you just told me, March 4, 2025 to the June 30, right?
Okay, so effective date, I mean, date of service of the claim is April 15. At that time, they had United Healthcare.
Okay.
It was effective on March 1 through June 13.
June 13, 1-3 or 3-0?
0613-2025.
Okay. Okay, but yeah, I understand that. But I'm just checking right now. We have just get the same information on the previous call. And as per I'm just checking, you have made payment for the other claims, which is between the March 1st, 2025 to the June 15, 2025. This the claim is denied for the COB issue. The other claim was paid. And I also have just checked that the UHC is not active for that date of service. So could you please just look into this? Can I provide you the paid date of service for your reference?
What is the claim number?
Claim number is the 25118.
The one for this payment, for this member that paid. 25.
Okay. Yes, okay, just a moment. I can provide you that date of service and the claim number.
What is the claim number?
Just a moment. I have a date of service. I don't have the right now the EOB, so can I provide you the
date of service? I need the claim number. I need the claim number.
Okay, but I don't have the claim number right now. I just have a date of service.
Okay, you want me to send this claim to have it reviewed with the pay claim? I need the claim number, ma'am.
Okay.
Because I don't show another claim that paid. Like I said, this is stating that it has other insurance, ma'am.
Okay, I can try to find the claim number. Just a moment. I just have a paid date of service. Just a moment. Okay. So the paid claim number, it's 25153-03670, and this is for the date of service is May 14, 2025.
What's the build amount?
Build amount is $365 even.
You said data service May 5th?
It's May 14, 2025.
So that claim, I do show it processed and paid, and then they recouped it, reversed it, and denied it for the same reason, AOB.
Okay, but I'm not seeing any recoupment reason or a recoupment on this claim.
That was just processed on June 23, and it denied on June 23, and it's denied for the AOB from primary insurance carrier necessary for processing.
June 3, just a moment. Okay, and on the June 24, 2025, we received the payment.
It was recouped, ma'am, and they took it back because they found out that they have other insurance and they need the AOB from the primary insurance.
I'm not seeing any recoupment AOB. I have just seen the paid AOB, and there is no recoupment made on this claim.
Well, I'm looking at the claim number you just gave me, and it's saying that it was recouped because of the other insurance that the provider, the member has. So
okay.
We need the AOB from primary insurance.
Okay, I can do that. Thank you so much.
Your reference number is going to be Sears and Charlie, FS and Frank, 001-306685.
Okay, CF001306685.
Correct.
Okay, thanks so much.
You're welcome. You have a good day.
And can you please just provide me your name?
Becky, B-E-C-K-Y, initial A.
A's and kilo. Okay, got it. Thank you so much, Becky. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.